You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Wednesday called for solidarity with migrants and refugees. Speaking to the crowd gathered in St. Peter's Square for the weekly general audience, the Pope reflected on two particular corporal works of mercy, welcoming the stranger and clothing the naked, and said that the growing numbers of refugees fleeing war, famine and dire poverty calls us to welcome and care for these brothers and sisters. After having reflected on the many stories of migration that are to be found in the Bible and on how through the centuries so many committed Christians have found generous ways of meeting the needs of people fleeing violence and injustice, today Pope Francis said the current economic crisis unfortunately fosters attitudes of closure instead of welcome.
Oggi il contesto di crisi economica favorisce purtroppo l'emergere di atteggiamento di chiusura.
In some parts of the world, he continued, walls and barriers are being built, and the noise made by those who give voice to egoism is drowning out the silent work of men and women who in different ways do what they can to help and assist refugees and migrants. Closure, the Pope continued, is never a solution. The only solution is solidarity. Solidarity with the migrant, solidarity with the foreigner.
Solidarietà col migrante, solidarietà col forestiero.
Reiterating that this is a commitment that we must all make, no one excluded, he called on dioceses, parishes, religious institutes, organizations and individual Christians to welcome our brothers and sisters who are fleeing war, hunger, violence and cruel life conditions. Pope Francis also set aside his text to tell a story of conversion, which featured a lady, a migrant and a prejudiced taxi driver whose heart was touched and mind changed. And he invited us all to go beyond an initial discomfort or difficulty because ultimately, he said, a story like this brings fragrance to our soul and changes us.
Ma alla fine la storia ci profuma l'anima e ci fa cambiare.
Think about this, he said, and think about what you can do for refugees. So too, clothing the naked, he explained, increasingly means caring for those whose dignity has been stripped from them and working to ensure that it is upheld and safeguarded. And this includes attention for those women on the streets who are exploited by human traffickers and of the many other ways people, even minors, are used as a form of merchandise. It also calls for attention towards those who have no job, no just salary. That too, the Pope said, is a form of nakedness, as is suffering discrimination because of race or faith. These are all forms of nakedness, he said, that we Christians are called to act upon. As followers of Christ, Pope Francis concluded, may we never close our hearts to those in need. By being open to others, our lives are enriched. Our societies can enjoy peace and all people can live in a way befitting their dignity. I'm Linda Bordoni.